Hi, my name is Kurt Mortensen, and welcome to Success is an Open Book Test. We're going to talk about secret strategies and shortcuts to reaching exponential success. Think about it. Why are some people super successful while others dwell in mediocrity? Ask almost anyone out there, and I bet they say they want more out of life. They want to be better, to accomplish more, or to pursue those buried and forgotten goals. So why do so many of us fall short of achieving our dreams? We all want success. We all want to be happy. We all want to be self-disciplined and fulfill our wildest dreams. In fact, we don't just want success. We want massive success. We want to accomplish great feats and to be the best at what we do. And we all want it now. We know many of the things we should be doing to be happier, to be more physically fit, and to be more financially secure. We know we should set our goals, manage our time, spend more time with our families, exercise, eat right, work hard, sleep more, and have a positive mental attitude. So why aren't we doing these things? The desire's there, right? Does it ever seem beyond your reach? The good news is that if you really want success, you can have it. Success is an open book test in which the answers are right in front of you if you know where to look for them. Everyone has enormous potential. You were designed for greatness. There is something you are predestined to accomplish. Let's start on your success today. Don't procrastinate any longer. When you take a look at your life, know that there are no do-overs, no reset buttons, no mulligans. This is it. So it's time to make it happen. No longer will you stick your big toe in the pool of success. It's time to jump in. We all desire and deserve to be happy and to be truly successful and to have an enjoyable life. We were put on this earth to be happy. Rather than fretting over the future, you need to enjoy life's journey and know what it takes to achieve success and happiness. Things will not change with hope and desire alone, although they're great starting points. You also need to take action. You need to have a plan in mind and take control of your life. We all have to find that winning edge that will propel us to the top and help us achieve the things we know we are capable of accomplishing. So during this audio, we are going to take your dreams and desires and turn them into reality. Remember the open book test in school and how we could look up the answers? The answers were there right in front of us. We just had to be willing to go to the source to find the answer. Metaphorically speaking, all the amazing successful people in the world are constantly leaving behind clues or answers, like an open book, that can help anyone become extremely successful. I refer to the polished mastery of those combined skills as the exponential factor. When you have the exponential factor, your potential for success skyrockets to unlimited heights. As the name suggests, your possibilities for success and greatness become exponential. Life is such a fantastic game. We can spend our time either training and winning or waiting in the bleachers of life, watching and wishing we were on the field doing the things we really know we can and want to do. You're in charge of your life. How you live is your decision and yours alone. You can make excuses and rationalize all day why you're not on the field, but until you decide you want to be in the game, that you want to enjoy the victories as well as suffer the bruises and defeats, you will not be happy or reach the success you know you deserve or are capable of achieving. So think about it. Why aren't we motivated? What are the problems? What are the pitfalls? There are many quick fixes that create excitement and motivation. Ones that work for a few days or even months, but eventually after the initial euphoric feeling wears off, we are back to square one. We are back to wanting and wishing, but with no results. Why? Well, after all the flashy seminars and conferences and CDs, we're still only temporarily motivated. Why have we still not arrived at the destination we call success? What is taking us so long? Motivation and personal development is a billion-dollar industry, and it only continues to grow each year. Hundreds of thousands of books and lectures exist on the topics of success and personal development. They're all telling us what we want to hear, but where are the lasting, long-term results? Why, after so much invested time, is it always back to the nice, warm comfort zone? I've often wondered why, even in the midst of best intentions, excitement declines and persistence deteriorates. Even the endeavors that are most meaningful to us seem to get lost in the distance when we are confronted by life's daily setbacks, hassles, and frustrations. All too often, the path to success at times so clearly defined begins to get blurry again. But the lack of long-term success goes much deeper than daily setbacks, hassles, and frustrations. Take time to examine where all the detours come from. The self-doubt, the self-sabotage, the nagging, the negative inner voice, and the inability to stick to the things you know you should be doing. Sometimes, our lack of persistence stems from the fact that the required behavior is not part of our customary pattern. Other times, it's because we're not doing it for the right reasons or in the right way. Sometimes, it's because we're trying to treat the surface problem or behavior rather than the underlying issue it stems from. That is, we're treating the symptoms instead of the disease. It is like trying to get off of a car that is stuck on cruise control. Whatever the reasons may be, you can't keep waiting around. Are you waiting for a terrible experience to make you change your ways? Are you hoping for a miracle, the lottery, or Publishers Clearinghouse to change your life? I want to show you how to get started right now. This is not just another motivational attempt. These concepts will change your life, will supercharge your success, and will bring happiness. Now it is time to give yourself permission to win. You are the master of your destiny. We all want to see the results before we go out on that limb. As natural as this tendency may be, it's not how life or success works. We have to pay the price, face a test, and win the game. But if we maintain vision and courage along the journey, we also receive the biggest and best rewards life has to offer. In spite of all our planning and preparation, unexpected challenges are certain to arise. The bumps in the road are unavoidable. But you'll never get to your destination if you aren't willing to drive over them. The difference between catastrophe and triumph lies in whether or not you're buckled up, prepared, and willing to weather the storm. If you're ready, those bumps will become stepping stones. Even though you had to endure some discomfort along the way, you'll ultimately end up on higher and better ground. Sometimes we find ourselves surrounded by people who seem to work the same amount we do, or even less, and they still get better results. Drives you crazy, doesn't it? The key thing to realize is that working harder is not necessarily the same thing as working smarter. How do you work smarter? You need to have the right tools at your disposal. Consider any professional who uses tools for a living. Having the right tool available makes the job easier and faster. Suppose you had to cut down a tree, but you had to do it with a pocket knife. Sure, eventually the job would get done, but what if you had an axe or a chainsaw or dynamite or even a backhoe? The same job would get done better and faster. Sometimes when using a new tool for the first time, we need some special training. Then we need practice. Finally, repeated practice will lead to seasoned experience. Acquiring the exponential factor can be compared to training and exercising to get your body in shape when you haven't followed an exercise routine in years or even in your whole life. There may be some pain and discomfort in the beginning stages, but if you keep at it, it starts to feel good. You are being stretched and pulled out of your comfort zone, but in the end, it is definitely worth it. My early mentor, Jim Rohn, taught me two important lessons. The first thing he said was, "Do you want to spend a day at the beach or own a piece of the beach?" Or let me add, "Do you want to spend a day golfing or on the golf course? Do you want to spend a day shopping or own the shopping mall?" This is the next step towards exponential success. Now, it will take energy and effort. Will it be worth it? No question about it. You have to do the things you don't want to do to be able not to do the things you don't want to do. Let me repeat that. You have to do the things you don't want to do to be able not to do the things you don't want to do. In other words, if you pay the price now, you can do whatever you want in the future. The second thing Jim said was, for things to change, you must change, and for things to get better, you must get better. To change your life, your income, your relationships, you need to change you. We find the biggest challenge to our success is our mindset. Ironic how this is the very thing most people work on last. I'll admit, I was in the same boat. I would go to seminars, read the books, listen to the tapes. I would listen to successful people talk about vision, goal setting, mental programming, and attitude and say, yeah, whatever. Just give me the tools. Hello? Those are the most important tools. When I finally realized that if every millionaire I listened to and every success book I have ever read talked about these important principles, I better do them. When I realized this important truth, my life and my income changed. Then in a flash, it came to me. The universe will not reward you physically until you believe it mentally. It is the mindset that matters, and which is the biggest obstacle to your success and happiness. You understand now how all this changing and growing is a process. But how much change is necessary? How much growth is required? The answer is, as much as possible. Have you ever noticed how every life form on Earth, except humans, strive to reach its maximum potential? How tall will a tree grow? It will grow as tall as it possibly can in its given environment. Part of the problem in our tendency to underachieve, ironically, is that we as human beings actually possess the ability to make choices. Some of us will choose to excel, others of us will be content with the status quo. Sure, desire is innate, but action is not. Jonathan Winters once said, "If your ship doesn't come in, swim out to it." Are you swimming, treading water, or watching from the shore? People want improved circumstances without an improved self. They want victory without paying the price. The challenge is, one really can't happen without the other. Any improvements that have not generated from an improved self are at best superficial and short-lived. If you want to change your future, you have to change yourself. Have you ever reflected on the fact that there are countless numbers of people who could have been phenomenal as leaders of the most powerful countries in the world, or could have been brilliant leaders of the world's greatest businesses, or could have invented technology that might have forever altered the course of humankind? They could have, but they didn't. Somebody else did. Thomas Edison wisely pointed out, if we all did things we are capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves. Why not be the one who stretches to reach your greatest potential? So let's talk about this exponential roadmap. Part of your discovery will be making the self-mastery journey a natural process. It will still be challenging, but you need to expand your comfort zone. The journey to success starts with belief, proven principles, and a burning desire to change. A lot of it will boil down to how your mind is programmed and whether you have given yourself permission to win. Let's revisit the good old days of sitting in math class. Take the mathematical operation of 4 plus 4. For example, of course, the answer is 8. What if we keep the same numbers, however, but change the operation, say 4 times 4? The answer is 16. The same two numbers with a different operator yield twice the results. Now think about 4 to the 4th power, that's 256. Again, the same numbers, but the resulting figure is exponentially greater than one we started with. This is what I mean when I talk to you about the exponential factor. Using the same raw material, that would be you, together we can create massive success just by thinking about and approaching things differently. By changing your outlook and the way you operate, you can exact profound change. Now, it's been said, if you can create an act, you create a habit. If you create a habit, you create a character. If you create a character, you create a destiny. Small things usually do make the biggest differences. That's just working smarter, not harder. We all know that it's not about working twice as hard. For example, Olympic champion Peter Vidmar used to always be the last gymnast to leave the gym. Surrounded by many gifted athletes, he felt that he didn't have the natural talent that some of his competitors did. He knew that he couldn't practice or work out twice as hard as they did, hour for hour. He gave it just as much as they did, but made one minor adjustment, and it paid off with big dividends. He always just added on another 15 minutes or so to each workout after everyone else left the gym. When he went on to win a gold medal over those he felt were more gifted, he attributed the extra 15-minute workouts as being the key to his success. With the steps and formulas outlined in this audio, I'll show you how you can have the exponential factor. The result will be exponential success with no limits. Just remember, it starts how you look at it. It's the same basic building blocks, but exponential success just has a better plan and execution. So you might be asking yourself, well, what is the process? When I talk about process, I'm not talking about a quick fix. Acquiring the exponential factor will not happen overnight. Compare it to some common events we encounter in our lives. We put on weight over the years, but then we want to lose it overnight. We spend years getting deeper and deeper into debt, but we want to become financially independent overnight. We decide we want to run that marathon when it's only a month away. We want to ace that exam, but only allow ourselves an hour to cram all the material. We start thinking about retirement when it looms only 5 years out on the horizon. There are many examples of things we want to attain in the shortest amount of time possible and with the least effort possible. But it rarely happens that way. Exponential success is a process, not a quick fix. Progress comes in steps, and the foundation first has to be laid. I mentioned earlier that we want to make this a natural process. What do I mean by that? Especially since new skills and new habits will initially feel unnatural. When you write a term paper, you research what the experts have said about the subject. You organize your data. You determine what is best going to support your thesis. And then through that process, you arrive at your own conclusion. As you observe, study, and apply the skills and strategies used by successful people, you will learn to sift and sort, essentially cutting and pasting together your own roadmap that will lead you to the top. You are unique. Your perception of success is unique, and what you want to accomplish on your way to achieving that success is unique. You are destined for greatness. Your mission in life is to find and tap into that greatness. That's why you need to customize a success plan according to your needs, talents, drive, personalities, abilities, strengths, and weaknesses. You can't live exponentially by following someone else's predetermined formula. Whose definition of success are you pursuing? Someone else's roadmap might help you make progress in some areas, and you might achieve some degree of success along the way, but the greatest successes and happiness will always escape you if you're throwing your heart and soul into fulfilling someone else's definition of success. Because the reality is there are four types of people. Take a look at those around you and reflect on those who have influenced your life the most. What are they doing to your dreams, your esteem, and your potential? They are either being destructive or constructive to your future plans. Now, as you look at the four types of people in the world, they're the living dead, the dreamers, the achievers, and the exponentially successful. Now, we've all met the living dead, these zombies that suck the energy right out of you. They have given up on life and figure that if they can't be happy, you shouldn't be either. They will often do everything in their power to impede you from achieving your goals. They love to burst your dreams and remind you of all the inherent impossibilities, your past mistakes, and why you can't achieve what you're aiming for. They point fingers and seek to pull you down because they see you getting closer and closer to what they wish they had themselves. Many don't tear down your dreams consciously, and they may not even realize why they feel a need to do so. Even in the face of the most intense criticism, you need to have the courage and the character to do the things you know you need to do. Then there are the dreamers. Dreamers are full of great ideas. They make noble attempts at success, but their zeal fizzles before they have solidified that success. They have a plethora of projects hanging in the midway zone. They tend to say, if only or someday. These people go through life stuck in first gear. They're moving. They're plugging along, but it's sure hard on the engine. So what they do is they turn up the radio so the thrill of the vision drowns out the groan of the struggling machine. Next are the achievers. Now they've reached a moderate level of success. They are accomplished, they are skillful, but they have not yet forged into the fire. They've climbed the ladder and found a pleasant view, so they stop short of the thrilling vistas only a few rungs away. They found a comfortable spot, so why risk toppling to the bottom now? They're satisfied with the success and accomplishments that they've already gained. Living on past success is easy to do. They think, well, why rock the boat? It's nice to take a breather, but then that breather often grows more and more into their way of life. Then they just settle into mediocrity. They refuse to think that there is more to learn. They have made it in their own minds and can't see themselves going to the next level. The final type of person is the exponentially successful. They do what they love. They enjoy life, and others enjoy being around them. Life is exciting, and they love all that life entails, the challenges and the joys alike. The exponentially successful constantly strive to improve themselves. They learn from their mistakes and from their experience of others. They read, they learn, they risk all along the way. They grow no matter the situation. They are self-confident and well-balanced. They have a passion for life. They know who they are, why they are here, and where they are going. These are people who make massive success look easy. Exponential success is where I want to take you. Now is the time. This is your year. Take a look around you. Are the people in your life pulling you up or pulling you down? Are they constructive toward your future plans or destructive towards your goals, dreams, and aspirations? An important trait exponentially successful people possess is their ability to follow their hearts. It does not matter what other people say or do. They know they're on the right track in pursuit of their dreams. Think what would have happened if Abraham Lincoln had listened to his critics. If Thomas Edison had taken to heart everyone who said his inventions were impossible. What if Bill Gates, while he was going to Harvard, listened to his counselors and stayed in school? What if Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield listened to the over 100 publishers who turned them down for Chicken Soup for the Soul and hadn't gone over to sell over 100 million copies? I could list volumes of similar stories. Ask anyone you know who is successful, and I guarantee you will hear a similar story. Because as we talk about success, it is a mental game. And as I said earlier, it is important to learn and take clues from others who have gone before you and experience what you hope to experience. But make sure your study and observation of such individuals is only part of the full plate of information you're trying to absorb. Then step back and view the big picture. It is easy to get swept up into one person's energy and enthusiasm, so you have to be careful that you don't get too excited and follow them mindlessly. Even if duplication of a few successful people's pattern yields good results, doing so is not going to be the same as if you had drawn the best advice from as many sources as possible and cultivated a personalized success pattern of your own. The more tools in your tool belt, the more equipped you will be to propel yourself higher and higher. Only then will you allow yourself to continuously maximize your present success potential while simultaneously expanding your boundaries to ever greater heights. When you unearth this pattern, your passion will kick in like never before, and you will begin to recognize the taste of true greatness. If you aren't sure whether or not you've chosen the right direction in your own life, don't panic. We're going to work through that together. There are things in this life you are here to accomplish. Everyone has great ideas, goals, unstarted business concepts, dreams, and written books inside of them. You have to realize that your mind, skills, and talents are not limited natural resources. They're not like a computer hard drive or RAM with limited storage potential. They will never run out and are only wasted if you don't use them. If you don't fulfill the mission you're here to fulfill, somebody else will have to do it for you. Don't be denied of your dreams and what you're supposed to accomplish. Remember that you, and you alone, are responsible for fulfilling your dreams. No one else will perform them the way you could have, and no one else's accomplishment of them will give you the joy and satisfaction that could have been yours. Until you hold yourself totally responsible, you don't own your dreams. You are only renting them. So one of the first steps to exponential success is tapping into that burning desire. When you learn to channel your energy and emotions into a burning desire, you are laying a foundation for exponential success. Desire is the first step toward ultimate achievement. Your desire will be so great that even subconsciously, you'll be giving every ounce that is in you toward accomplishing what you are meant to achieve. There will always be those who scoff and scorn, calling your dreams impractical or irresponsible. But in all actuality, it is embracing what's closest to your heart that will unleash within you your greatest energy and imagination. And just like striking oil, you'll experience a surge of greater productivity than you have ever had in your life. It is desire that will allow you to transform mediocre abilities into mind-boggling success that is maximized to heights above and beyond whatever you thought possible. Another word for desire is conviction. I like this word because it suggests an emotion that is even deeper within, even more driving. Soul-filled conviction has the power to pull you through every possible challenge and give you the strength to scale the highest peaks. So it's your job to find your conviction and tap into it. As you work on these skills and listen to this audio and use them diligently in your daily life, your convictions will rise within you and become even clearer. Right at this moment, you have within you a power plant burning with potential energy. You have the potential to light a whole city, but you're only burning one bulb or lighting one house. The potential's there, and now is the time to tap into it. Now is the time. This is your future. You have greatness within you. I know it's your year. It is time to kick it into gear and give yourself permission to win.